Blog Talk Radio.
Today, as we move forward in the word of the Lord, I am a day older, thanking God for another year. Hallelujah. May this year be better and blessed more than last year, because I was blessed and highly favored last year. I'm still here. So I say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God in heaven, we come to you this morning, lifting up the name of Jesus, thanking you, Lord God, for another day to give you praise, another day to trust in you, another day to just say hallelujah, how great is our God. Father God, I ask you to please increase as we decrease, Lord God. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our humble hearts be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you, Lord God, are our strength. I say again, you, Lord God, are our strength, and you are our Redeemer. In the precious and holy name of Jesus, we lift up our world, God, to lead and guide us in the best way to take care of it, in the best way to show our appreciation to you for being holy and righteous and good and kind and loving and gracious to each and every one of us. Father God, I lift up our planet. Lord God, weather is going all over the place because you're trying to get our attention, God. You have our attention. Just tell us what we need to do to be saved, set free, and filled with your Holy Spirit, God. Let your light shine in this world, God, that those that see your children see your light in us. Let our light shine and not under a bushel, Lord. Put us on the hill that we can proclaim the greatness and goodness of God. For you are holy, righteous, and you are good and kind. And all I can say is, Lord, I put my trust in you. In Jesus' name, Lord, again, increase as we decrease. Let this word touch someone's heart, someone's mind, and someone's spirit, that they will seek salvation if they are not saved. They will seek Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior if they do not believe. And it's again in his name I lift up this world and each and every person in it. Amen. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing in it. I'd like to present the psalm and just say hello to others and introduce and say, this is Mother Valerie, who will be reading today. I thank God for this awesome woman of God who is like a godmother. She is my spiritual mom. And I can only say thank you, God, for her. When my mom is not in the same town that I am, I know that I have a mother that I can go to whose shoulders are pretty broad enough for me to cry on. So I just say thank you, Lord, for this awesome woman of God who is loving and kind and truly would give you the shirt off her back. So good morning, good morning, good morning. This woman of God, say good morning, Mother Valerie. Good morning, Mother Valerie. I pray you are well and had a good night's rest.
Good morning, daughter. Good morning, good morning, good morning, church family. You know, at 6:30 today, it was sunrise, and it was just beautiful. I had to turn the lights off in the apartment and just take pictures of the sunrise. God is so faithful. I mean, he's faithful. Every day we have sunrise. Of course, we know one day it'll be the rapture. Won't just be sunrise. We'll be called up to meet him in midair. I'm looking forward to that day. I'm looking forward to the rapture, and I know other people are looking forward to the rapture too. But the sunrise this morning was so beautiful. I mean, there is a God. When you see sunrise and sunset, the trees, the different little squirrels, all the things of God, God left that of himself. It's just so beautiful. I can't help but being, well, just amazed looking at God because I see God. I see God everywhere. I see God. Even in the things that man make, like medicines, automobiles. I see God. God has given me knowledge to do these things. Without God, you couldn't do it. I see God in everything. My brothers say, well, why do you have to bring God's name up in everything? Because I see God. You're able to talk. You're able to walk. You're functioning in your right mind. I see God. So I'm going to read Numbers 27, 1, 28, 31. Then came the daughters of Zelohad, the son of Hepher, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Nasher, the son of Manasseh, from the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. These were the names of his daughters, Malah, Norah, Hogah, Malachi, Terah, and they stood before Moses, before Eleazar, the priest, and before the leaders and all the congregation by the doorway of the tabernacle meeting, saying, our father died in the wilderness, but he was not in the company of those who gathered together against the Lord in company with Korah, but he died in his own sin. He had no sons. Why should the name of our father be removed from among his family because he had no sons? Give us a possession among our father's brothers. And Moses brought their case before the Lord. And the daughter spoke to Moses, saying, the daughters of Zelohad speak what is right. You shall surely give them a possession of inheritance among their father's brothers and cause the inheritance of their father to pass to them. And you shall speak to the children of Israel, saying, if a man dies, has no son, then you should call his inheritance pass to his daughter. And if he has no daughter, then you should give his inheritance to his brother. If he has no brothers, then you should give his inheritance to his father's brother. And if his father has no brothers, then you should give his inheritance to the relatives closest to him and his family, and he shall possess it. It shall be to the children of Israel a statute of judgment, just as the Lord commanded Moses. Now the Lord said to Moses, go up into Mount Abram and see the land which I have given to the children of Israel. And when you have seen it, you shall also gather, shall be gathered to your people, as Aaron your brother was gathered. For in the wilderness of Zin, during the strife of the congregation, you rebel against my command to hollow me at the waters before their eyes. These are the waters of Meribah and Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin. Then Moses spoke to the Lord, saying, let the Lord, the God of spirit of all flesh, set a man over the congregation who may go out before them and go in before them, who may lead them out, bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord may not be like sheep which have no shepherd. The Lord said, Moses, take Joshua, the son of Nun, with you, a man in whom is the spirit. Whom is the spirit, lay your hands on him, set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation, inaugurate him in their sight, and you shall give some of your authority to him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. He shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall inquire before the Lord for him by the judgment of the Urim. And his word, they shall go out, and at his word they shall come in, he and all the children of Israel with him, all the congregation. So Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua, set him before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, laid his hands on him, inaugurate him, just as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. Life lessons, Numbers 27-12. Go up into this Mount Abram and see the land which I have given to the children of Israel. God would not allow Moses to enter the promised land. And that's what I was talking about, because he disobeyed God. Moses, whom he gave the Ten Commandments to, disobeyed God. He struck the rock instead of talking to it. He struck it. You're not going to be allowed, Moses, to enter the promised land because of his public disobedience in the waters of Meribah. But in his grace, he did allow him to view the land from a distance. Even in judgment, God is merciful. Wow. Moses went up and he was able to see what God was giving to the children of Israel, but he wasn't allowed to go to the promised land. He disobeyed God. And he went up in the mountains, and they say that God, the Bible say God buried Moses. We don't know where his body was buried. We just know he went up into the mountains, and that was it. You can't disobey God. God is Abba. He's Father. He's everything. And your disobedience is better to obey than a sacrifice. That's what the Bible said. You have to obey. You have to do what God tells you to do. It's for your benefit, and it was for the benefit of the people. But he lost seeing the promised land. I mean, he lost going into the promised land. He saw it, but he wasn't allowed to go in. Life's lesson, Numbers 27:18. Take Joshua, the son of Nun, with you, a man in whom is the spirit, lay your hands on him. So Moses laid his hand on Joshua, anointed him to lead the people. God authorized Moses to make Joshua a man in whom is the spirit, the next leader of Israel. Spirit-filled leadership is the only kind of leadership worth following. Best leaders know to follow God's example and direction. And that's a good statement that Charles made, Dr. Charles Stanley. That was a good statement. The best leaders know to follow God's example and direction. And that's what we should do. We should follow God. I mean, when you follow God, you can't go wrong. If he tells you to go to the right, go to the right. If he tells you to go to the left, go to the left. Just follow God. You'll come out far better than trying to go to the phone, as we say, and not the throne. You're going to the phone? No, go to the throne. Leave it at the altar. Follow God. Chapter 28. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, command the children of Israel, say to them, my offering, my food for my offering made by fire as a sweet aroma to me, You should be careful to offer to me at the appointed time. You should say to them, this is the offering made by fire, which you shall offer to the Lord. Two male lambs in the first year without blemish, day by day as a regular burnt offering. The one lamb you shall offer in the morning, the other lamb you shall offer in the evening, and one-tenth of a ephah head, a fine flour as a grain offering mixed with one-fourth of a hen pressed oil. It's a regular burnt offering, which was ordained at Mount Sinai for a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. And his drink offering shall be one-fourth of a hen for each lamb. It's a holy place. You should pour out the drink to the Lord as an offering. Of the lamb you should offer in the evening as a morning grain offering and its drink offering. You should offer it as an offering made by fire, sweet aroma to the Lord. And on the Sabbath day, two lambs in the first year without blemish, two-tenths of an ephah of fine flour as a grain offering mixed with oil with its drink offering. This is the burnt offering for every Sabbath beside the regular burnt offering with its drink offering. At the beginning of your month, you shall present a burnt offering to the Lord, two young bulls, one ram, seven lambs in the first year without blemish, three-tenths of an ephah head, three-tenths, fine flour, grain offering mixed with oil for each bull, two-tenths of an ephah head, a fine flour, grain offering mixed with oil for the one ram and one-tenth of an ephah, a fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering for each lamb, as a burnt offering, a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. Their drink offering shall be half a hen of wine for a bull, one-third of a hen for a ram. The burnt offering for each month throughout the months of the year, also one kid of the goats as a sin offering to the Lord shall be offered, besides the regular burnt offering and his drink offering. On the 14th day of the first month is the Passover of the Lord, and on the 15th day of this month is the feast. Unleavened bread shall be eaten for 7 days. On the first day, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work, and you shall present an offering made by fire as a burnt offering to the Lord, two young bulls, one ram, seven lambs in their first year. Be sure they are without blemish. God don't want anything given to him but something that's perfect. They don't bring something that have a blemish. He said, be sure they are without blemish. Grain offering shall be a fine flour mixed with oil, three-tenths of an ephah. You shall offer for a bull, two-tenths for a ram. You shall offer one-tenth of an ephah head for each of the seven lambs. Also, one goat as sin offering to make atonement for you. You shall offer these beside the burnt offering of the morning, which is for a regular burnt offering. In this manner, you shall offer the food of the offering made by fire daily for 7 days as a sweet aroma to the Lord. It shall be offered beside the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. On the 7th day, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work. Also, on the day of the first shoot, when you bring a new grain offering to the Lord, at your feast of weeks, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work. You shall present a burnt offering as a sweet aroma to the Lord, two young bulls, one ram, seven lambs in their first year, with their grain offerings of fine flour mixed with oil, three-tenths of an ephah for each bull, two-tenths for one ram, and for one-tenth for each of the seven lambs, also one kid of the goat to make atonement for you. Be sure, he's saying it a second time, be sure they are without blemish. You shall present them with their drink offerings beside the regular burnt offerings with this grain offering. God don't want anything presented to him. I mean, you're presenting this to the God of the universe, to Abba, and he wants you to present it without blemish. I mean, he don't want anything that, all broken down, one leg, one this, one that. He said, present it to him without blemish. And when he says that, that's exactly what he means.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you. May the Lord
Amen.
Have a blessing to the hearers of his word. God is you say what he means, and he means what he says. God is good all the time. You should want to give God your best. He's given his best, Jesus Christ our Lord. So give God your best at all times. Remember who you're presenting your gift to. You're presenting it to the God of the universe. Give God your best. I'm going to turn this back over to Pastor.
Thank you so much, Mother. Woo, what a word. You know, I love the life example, again, the Joshua, the need for courage. You know, we walk in fear so many times when the word says we should walk in faith. You know, and the word that God gave me for this one is bless other people who put their trust in the Lord God. And when it went over into Numbers, I'm going back to your Numbers 27:15-23 and read it again. It says, anytime you take a risk for God, and I like to say, anytime you put your trust in God, you will need courage. Joshua certainly understood this requirement. Joshua knew that he trusted God. Moses trusted God to know that he, even though I can't go into the promised land, he is going to get a great leader. And God had Moses anoint Joshua because leadership is not always who you think it is. Leadership is normally the one that's quietly in the background doing whatever it is that needs to be done. You know, Joshua was with Moses through everything. You know, he was that armor bearer. He was like, hey, you going to the mountain? I'm going to the mountain with you. You know, whatever you doing, I'm doing too, because I got your back. Joshua had Moses and Aaron and Miriam. He had their back through it all. You know, when they was coming down from the mountain with the Ten Commandments, and Joshua was thinking, oh, my, it's a war going on. He had his sword ready to go. And I was like, no, they doing something wrong. Because God put it in his heart that quick and built a golden calf. But Joshua was always there. All y'all know I have a crush on Joshua. That's my guy. I love it. And when you go into Hebrew, the word Jesus is Joshua or Yahshua. And so we understand that this young man was, he was all there. He and Caleb didn't age, y'all. Mother, they did not age from when they went into the promised land 40 years ago to the day that they crossed over the Jordan. Didn't age. Still able
Amen.
To do anything that they did as young men. Come on now. Don't tell me what
wow.
God can't do. I can't say I can still do the things that I used to do when I was young. I felt that old lady pain yesterday, but I'm grateful to be here. Amen. And, you know, I love it said when he said the Lord challenged Joshua with the mission of getting a multitude of Israelites across the Jordan River so they might claim the land of promise. But before sending the people across the river, the Lord exalted Joshua three times to have courage. He told him three times to be strong and courageous. And then when we go into the book of Deuteronomy and then into the book of Joshua, he tells them all through those books, strong and courageous, be strong and courageous. And as he tells them in Numbers, be strong and courageous. He said he had made to his forefathers, reminding him to obey the law of Moses and promising Joshua he would be with him every step of the way. Take that through. God is with you. He's with me. He's with us, Mother, every step of the way. And then Dr. Stanley tells us fear and discouragement are subject to your will. Through faith in God, you can rule over them and them over and not them over you. Remind yourself daily what you heard God say in his word. Stay close to him and refuse to allow yourself to give in to fear and discouragement. And I like to say, we got to put our trust in God. And as we go into our psalm this morning, we are in the 34th Psalm, verses 8 through 14. And it says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who what? Trusts in him. Blessed is the man who trusts in God. Mother, you blessed when you trust God. All
Amen.
Of you are blessed when you trust God. Oh, fear the Lord, you, his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger. But those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Ooh, I'm seeking God today because I don't want to lack anything. I know that he's got me covered. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord, who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. I say it all the time. Keep your tongue behind your teeth. You don't have to comment on everything. You don't have to give your opinion. You don't have to say, well, I heard. You don't have to say, if it was me, it's not you. And what you heard is not what you need to be telling somebody. You need to keep your tongue behind your teeth. If it's not a good word of encouragement, if it's not something to lift up, you don't need to tell it. Tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. If we all live by these words of God, you know, praising God, trusting God. You know, the beginning of the 34th Psalm, have you shouting, I will bless the Lord at all times, that his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord. There's that trust again. And he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to me and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This man, this poor man, and I like this poor woman, cried out, and the Lord heard her and saved her out of all her troubles. I can speak that. That's a personal word. I know David is talking about himself, but I got to talk about me. Now, this poor man, this poor woman, cried out, and the Lord heard her and saved her out of all her troubles. All I know is what God has done for me. The angel of the Lord all around those who fear him and deliver them. And I can attest that God has never left me. He has never forsaken me. He has been with me through the good, through the bad, through the ugly things of life. Thank you, Lord. We got to put our trust in God. We got to tell God, thank you. We got to lift up the name of Jesus. Proverbs 11 and 29. He who troubles his own house will inherit the wind, and the fool will be servant to the wise of heart. I got to read that again. He who troubles his own house will inherit the wind, and the fool will be servant to the wise of heart. We got to trust God. We got to give it over to God. We got to learn how to fear God. We got to get out of self and get into the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the honor and all the glory and all the praise. As the song psalmist says, it makes me want to shout. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That song just does something when I think about the Lord. And all, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Mark chapter 14. We will be not a long show today. This show is an hour long. But when God tells us to cut it off, That's the wonderful thing about Blog Talk Radio. When God says it's done, it's finished, it is done, and then it's finished. But if there is anyone that has a word that would like to speak this morning, the number to dial is 213-943-3597. Again, 213-943-3597. And your line will be open to give a word that may have come to you from God. Because this is a Bible study. Hallelujah. And you can join in. And as we continue, it says, and after 2 days, it was Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And the chief priests and the scribes thought how they might take him, meaning Jesus, by trickery and put him to death. But they said, not during the feast, lest there be an uproar of the people. And being in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came having an alabaster flask. And we've heard box, but alabaster flask, meaning a very costly oil of spikenard. Then she broke the flask and poured it on his head. But there were some who were indignant among themselves and said, why was this fragrant oil wasted? For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor. And they criticized her sharply. And we know that was Judas. You know, he didn't want to deal it for the poor. He figured that he could have sold that and made some money for himself. Because Judas was the treasurer, but he was a thief. And as we continue, it says, but Jesus said, let her alone. Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always. Did y'all catch that? You have the poor with you always, and whatever you wish, you may do them good. But me, you do not have always. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial. You already knew. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. And truly, she is written in the word. It doesn't give a name, but many speculate that it is Mary, the sister of Lazarus, who sat at the feet of Jesus. And then it says, then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray him to them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. So he sought how he might conveniently betray him. And we know they gave him 30 pieces of silver, money to betray the Lord. Jealousy, envy, hatred, greed, power. Those things are what was happening then and what are happening now. We have church leaders selling their souls and their churches for political gain, speaking politics from the pulpit, you know, telling people that if they are not this particular party, then they are demons. Come on, not of God and not of scripture. It's somebody bringing their personal prejudice into the pulpit, and we cannot do that. The house of God should not be the most segregated place on the planet on Sunday. The house of God should be inclusive of everybody seeking salvation. And we need to start having open arms of love instead of pursed up lips of hate. What did the word say? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. God wants us to love each other and to be kind. And as Judas betrays Jesus, you know, giving him up 30 pieces of silver for the Lord. It says, now on the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him, where do you want us to go and prepare that you may eat the Passover? And he sent out two of his disciples and said to them, go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him. Wherever he goes in, say to the master of the house, the teacher says, where is the guest room in which I may eat the Passover with my disciples? Then he will show you a large upper room, furnished and prepared. There, make ready for us. So his disciples went out and came into the city and found it just as he had said to them. And they prepared the Passover. In the evening he came with the 12. Now as they sat and ate, Jesus said, assuredly, I say to you, one of you who eats with me will betray me. And they began to be sorrowful and to say to him one by one, is it I? And another said, is it I? He answered and said to them, it is one of the 12 who dips with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goes just as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had never been born. And we all know what happened to Judas, and it was tragic. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them and said, take, eat, this is my body. Every time I read this, I get emotional. Because I think that the Lord's Supper was for all of us to take heed of his sacrifice. Every time I take communion, I don't take it lightly. I take it with that I have to confess my sins to the Lord. I have to ask forgiveness from the Lord. I have to be repentant. I have to have a clean heart and a right spirit within me before I allow that bread to touch my tongue. Before I allow that communion juice to go down my throat, I have to repent, because Jesus says, take, eat, this is my body. Then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it, and he said to them, take, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many. Assuredly, I say to you, I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And as we go back over some life lessons from Mark chapter 14, it says, Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priest to betray him to them. Judas went to the religious authorities with his offer to betray Jesus immediately after Jesus rebuked him for criticizing a woman who had honored the Lord with an expensive gift. John 12 and 6, we'll read this again. He rebuked Judas. He gave this to the poor. No, you thief, you wanted it for yourself. You know, folks love to leave the church because the pastor rebukes them, because the pastor gives them a constructive criticism. Well, I ain't got to go there. She can't be telling me what to do. He can't be telling me what to do. I know his title is pastor, but I'm out. I don't have to put up with that. Knowing you wrong, knowing you deserve the reprimand, knowing you deserve the constructive criticism to help you do better. But you're going to run because you don't like the way they talk to you. Well, first lady's always rolling her eyes at me. I ain't after the pastor. He is fine. Excuse me. We got to stop all the foolishness that goes on in the body of Christ. Jesus was betrayed because somebody didn't like what he said. Jesus was betrayed because somebody wanted to do some dirt that they knew they didn't need to be doing. Thieving and stealing, thou shalt not steal, is a commandment of God. But Judas did. But again, as much as we hate the ugliness of it, that was his assignment. He was meant to betray the Father. He was meant to betray the Savior. He was meant to do what he did and to die how he did. It was written in prophecy about Judas. He was already on course to do wrong because it was his assignment. His disciples went into the city and found it just as he had said to them, just as the disciples found the Passover preparations, just as Jesus had told them, so we will find life to be just as he tells us. We will always find our smoothest life path by carefully following Jesus' instructions. Are you following the instructions of the Lord today? Are you doing good? Are you loving your neighbor? Are you treating others the way you want to be treated? How are you living? Are you living in a right spirit? Are you thanking God for his grace and for his mercy this morning? Are you just saying that? It's all good. We got to not. We got to stop and trust in the Lord. And our prayer for this morning, the sweetest fruit, the fruit of the Spirit is love. The fruit of the Spirit is joy. The fruit of the Spirit is peace. The fruit of the Spirit is forbearance. The fruit of the Spirit is kindness. The fruit of the Spirit is goodness. The fruit of the Spirit is faithfulness. The fruit of the Spirit is gentleness. The fruit of the Spirit is self-control. And against such, no law. And as we read the scripture itself, it says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Galatians 5:22-23, NIV. Father of love, your kindness is astounding. Your peace and unending, your joy is like a hidden brook with bubbling and dancing waters, flowing with life. Your goodness is found in your character. It is the very makeup of who you are. Your faithfulness is more reliable than the seasons changing. Your gentleness reveals your tender heart. Your own self-control reveals the beauty of the choices you've given us. There is no law against these things. I could spend my whole life getting to know you in these attributes, and I would still have only scratched the surface. There are no limits to the fruit that you give. Let my life be fragrant with this root. In a thriving orchard, may I eat of the beauty of its fruit and also freely give it away to those around me with a life filled with your Spirit. Cannot go wrong. What fruit do you need more of in your life today? Do you need more love? Do you need more joy? Do you need more peace? Do you need more patience? Do you need more kindness? Do you need more goodness? Do you need more faithfulness? Do you need more gentleness? And above all, do you need more self-control? Again, all you have to do is go to Jesus, and he will give you the fruit that you need. And that is our word for this morning. I thank God for all of you as we get ready to close. We close with a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, who sends us an awesome word every day. I need you to please keep our sister in your prayers as she gets ready to travel. Our word for this morning, sent very early, was what God has for you. Come on now, sis. Man can't take from you. Stand on his promise and have a wonderful Wednesday. I got to read that again. What God has for you, man can't take from you. Stand on his promise. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Are you standing on the promise of God today? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Everybody, give God the glory that is due his name. Mother Valerie, do you have anything for extra for the show this morning?
Yes, I have given everything. You know, Pastor, I was looking at Psalms 34:8. It said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. And you were talking about God. God gives love. He gave love so much that he gave his only begotten son to die for us. Mercy, you mentioned mercy. Taste and see that the Lord gives mercy, peace, love, joy, compassion. God is good. All we have to do is trust in him. And I love that.
Amen.
Oh, taste and see. And that's the way you see, by reading his word.
Amen.
God is just good. Even when you're going through and don't understand, trust him. Believe that he's going to bring you out. This too shall pass. It didn't come to stay. This too shall pass. Trust God. He'll deliver you. That's if you believe his word and believe him. That's the only thing that he asked us to do, is to believe him. Believe. You know, if I said, well, Pastor, I'm going to give you $200 for your birthday. You said, oh, thank you, Mama. Thank you. Thank you so much. Why can't we childlike believe God the same way? If he says something, he means it. It will come to pass because it's God. It's Abba Father that's saying this. We'd rather believe each other than believe God. Oh, taste and
Amen.
See. He's good. God is good. Amen.
Again. Ooh. Blessed, blessed, blessed are those that trust in God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for my blessings this morning. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy today, Lord God. And I ask you, Lord God, that the words that we have read today be a blessing in the sight of you, Lord God, to the ears and the readers of this word. In the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who gave us the fruit of the Spirit, we lift up each and every sick and shut in. We lift up our planet today, Lord God, asking you to watch over the children, God. Bless our children and keep them safe from all hurt, from all harm, from all danger. As they go into their schoolhouses today, Lord, keep them protected. That they don't have to have drills to be afraid of classmates or those that will come to do them harm. Father God, we pray for the churches, that a church can go forth and not walk in fear that someone's going to come in with machine guns, with I guess they're called AR-15s, to shoot up the church and kill God's people. Father God, we ask you to watch over our synagogues and temples, God. Watch over your children. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I again pray over you and yours. Be blessed and have a wonderful and blessed day in Christ Jesus and in our Father God. And this I say in Jesus' name. Amen. Mother, thank you so much for joining me this morning, for reading and for studying the Word of God with me. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for a great word. Thank you for showing us the courageous spirit of Moses to not be jealous of Joshua, to not be angry that Joshua is going to be the one to lead God's people into the promised land, but to anoint him and appoint him and announce him before the people that Joshua would lead them into the promised land. And Moses showed the disobedience even for him. He couldn't be disobedient, just like their forefathers died in the wilderness. Because of their disobedience, Moses is saying, God didn't do more to them and less to me. I was disobedient, and I'm going to get the same fate as they did. I'm not going to make it in either. And so God showed a lot, and Moses showed such courage and such dedication to God that all we can say is thank you. So, Mother, all I can say for your dedication is thank you. Thank you for reading. Thank you for being here with me. Thank you, Aunt Rita, and those that listen in live and listen in later. I thank all of you for being here this morning. Be blessed and know that you are highly favored. Mother, guess what? It's a wrap.
You know what Pastor Joshua said? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
We'll serve the Lord, yes. Oh, I can't wait to get to the book of Joshua. It's a wrap.
Amen.
Y'all know, God, don't get me started, Mama. Mama, don't get me started because you know I have a Joshua crush. Don't get me started talking about Joshua now. You know, come on now. That's the leader of the leaders. That was my dude. That's my guy. And you know what I'm saying? He was so fun. I love me some Joshua. Don't get me started, Mama. Y'all know my heart to get all pitter patter when you start talking Joshua.
You would think it's the rap, but if you start talking about Joshua,
rap,
it might not be the rap.
It might not be. Love you. Love you all, family. This is not some formal, we got to be on a script. We just give it to God and we laugh and we have joy because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we can say to you, it's a wrap because we're not just wrapping it up. We're willing, we're ready, we're available, and we're always praying for each and every one of you. Have a blessed day, family. It's a wrap. It's a wrap, Mother.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Have a great day. I got to go to work, so I got to let you go. Bye-bye. Have a great day.